This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The bodies of three backcountry skiers have been recovered from avalanche debris outside Silverton. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
Seth Bossing, Andy Jessen, and Adam Palmer were skiing in a group of seven Monday when the slide buried them and one other skier. The rest of their group was able to dig out that other skier, who only had minor injuries. The bodies were found Wednesday, but the Ophir Pass area remains closed until the recovery effort is complete. The deceased were well known in their town of Eagle, and all worked in city or county government. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
People in Beulah, southwest of Pueblo, are restoring a historic cabin found hidden in the walls of a modern ranch house. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The original log cabin was covered with other materials that both hid and preserved it. Local historian James Campbell says he was amazed when they first pulled away the facade and exposed the old walls.
These are 150-year-old logs. They look like they've been cut 10, 15 years ago.
A laboratory analyzed the tree rings and dated the cabin to about 1871. Built for Peter and Emily Dotson, who were influential in southern Colorado during that time, the cabin was a center for ranching, tourism, and more. The Beulah Heritage Preservation League moved it and is now restoring it to serve as an educational facility. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
In Pueblo and along the Front Range in Metro Denver, highs today in the 40s. This is CPR News.